When we had any time off from working, children back then, they either hunted, as the boys did, or fished, or played games, worked and rode calves. We had built calves to work.
Punch mules.
Well, and we've rode calves. We had them roped to where we could go after the cattle and ride one of them in. Huh? Oh, we was all boys back then. With all the hand and fooling with stock, I despised the sheep worse than anything.
You raised them for?
Oh, we sheared them for wool, you know, cut the wool off of them, sell it. They could, back then, we had mostly all rail fences, and sheep could jump them, you see. During lambing time, maybe we'd try to keep them on the inside of those fences, and them boogers would jump over. And you know, my brother and me, that was our job, watching and keeping up them sheep.
Did you have something at the top of the rail fence that...
No, not back then.
Might keep from going over
then. Them rail fences were pretty important to the people back then. A fire broke out. I saw my dad and older boys take their teams and breaking plows and plow around those fences where the fire couldn't burn them, you see. Get to them. Well, that was pretty important, to keep the fire away from those rail fences back then.
What other kind of fences did you... Now, this kind of fence around the house, is this...
Well, later, you know, we got to use more. We had this barbed wire and woven wire that we had a world of rail fences on the farm when I was a kid. Of course, back then we had good timber to make those rails out of, you know. And, all the buildings on that farm where I was born had boards for the roof. That's even the house now that I was born in. Boards that, you know, the old timers would make. They'd cut the trees, make boards. I remember stacking boards behind that my father was making. You'd stack them, keep them warping, you know, and let them dry. Maybe months before you put them on a building, you see. I've stacked them in before.
Even this house is made out of some of your grandfather's.
Some of the old sharks, yes. The the ceiling of this house was, all the studs in it was from some of them old ancestors that settled this camp. It was tore down and brought here. And the ceiling was plain. Of course, we have sheetrock over it now, but it was plain with a hand plan. It's still up there. But this sheetrock is, of course, later years, so it was put over it. And it was ton and grooved with a hand plan.
And the floors are the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a room up under the...
No, this is what we call a loft. There's
it is
no room
big enough
there.
To make a upstairs if you want it.